There seems to be growing tension between you and Christy. Is that something that was happening, you know, way before this show started filming and taping?
No, not at all.
Huh. Well, nope. why do you think? Well, that seems really strange. Since, you know, now that we see it and we're just regular viewers, what do you think the real issue is between you and Christy?
No clue. I can't even answer the question, girlfriend. I don't know. And that's what I keep saying all throughout the show. What the hell is that? What is that problem? I don't know. Who knows? I'll never know. And quite frankly, I don't care.
That's fair, but it just does seem odd since, you know, I asked you.
Very odd.
It seems odd, especially since you say, I thought.
No, I've been around for 8 years. I've never had an issue with Christy or Jim.
Do you think it has anything to do with the cameras?
Listen, you said it, I did.
Okay. Do you believe that, and I don't know why, I mean, obviously, you know, this is taped and it takes two, you know, I, as a regular viewer, we don't know what goes on behind the scenes and that sort of thing, and how long, you know, how things are kind of edited together and that sort of thing. Do you think, and this keeps getting brought up, do you think you overstepped your boundaries by giving Christy that book about, you know, the mother-daughter-in-law sort of situation?
Do I think what?
Do you think you overstepped your boundaries when you gave Christy that book?
No, I don't know. I feel like it's kidding, which you guys don't see. Christy and I talk for the majority of the ride about her relationship with Jim. A hard time with Mama Jones. And in that conversation, I said, well, Christy, maybe you can't change Mama Jones. You know, she's her own person, but maybe you can change something about you. You know, you gotta stop calm down. You gotta stop being rude. Stop, you know, just listening to her and kind of catering a little more. That is his mother. And she's like, hey, I'm Christy, you always quick to think somebody's attacking you, but maybe. And it was about 30, 45 minutes of us talking that was about the conversation with Mama Jones.
Right.
So the next time I met with her, I thought it was a kind gesture. Like, you know, just hopefully you want to get married. So here's a book on how to be a great daughter-in-law. What's really wrong with that? And I'm the type of person that Jim is going through something, I give him a card. And someone can speak. I'm always a card girl. I get a card for everything. Mm-hmm. Me and my boyfriend going through something, I have a card, a trouble relationship card. That's just what I do. So for me, and if you know anything about who I am, and it wasn't out the norm. We always talk about Mama Jones. When they have issues, they call me. And like I said in the scene with Jim in the studio, I said, Jim, I'm the first person that come on, let me tell you. I come to my house, let's have dinner. Y'all got to work up this issue. Why y'all always got a problem? I'm the first one. They all know that. So this right here, I know this next episode, I'm going to be like, oh, come on, let's keep it real, y'all. Stop. Y'all know y'all always talk to me about the situation.
Okay. We'll see. Well, to some viewers, and maybe to me a little bit, it does seem that perhaps Christy may not fully sort of respect what you do for Jim Jones' career, as he's your client and, you know, you work for him and you manage him.
All as a baby.
Okay.
All, because for years he's been giving you such a great job, you need such a hard worker, you need to get any sleep, you need to calm down, you need to go on vacation, you need to. So this is all that we sense the job.
Okay. That's weird. Okay, what does Christy do for a living?
Exactly. You tell me.
Oh, I wasn't even trying to be funny. Okay. Okay, enough of that.
Maybe you know.
Okay. Enough of that. Where the heck is Samaya? We've missed her. What is going on with that, the absence of Samaya?
She comes back.
Okay.
At this time, she went away to do something. Some performances for guys in the army or something like that.
Okay. Would you ever consider managing someone like Samaya, or would you ever consider managing someone?
Samaya is a hustler. She's a hustler. She goes off to her. I'm not mad at her hustle, and I think that, you know, she got a tequila line, she got a shoe line, she does shows. Why would I?
Okay.
Make some money.
Yeah.
It may not be necessarily because of her great talent. I'm not disrespecting her talent. I think she's fine, you know. But she has her own liquor. She has her own shoes. She's doing much more than some of the artists I manage.
Right.